Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
With Black Friday and the festive season fast approaching, it's prime time for holiday shopping and unfortunately for scams as well. Tonight I'm joined by Chris Boxall, who is head of Card Transact, Industry and Fraud Detection at FNB, to share essential tips on keeping your money safe during this high spending season, from secure online shopping to protecting your personal details. I'm hoping that Chris can help us understand a little better how to stay vigilant and protect ourselves. Chris, so good evening to you. And with Black Friday and the festive season coming up, what are the most common types of fraud that consumers should be aware of? I presume things are underway already.
That's correct, Jeremy, and thank you for having me. Basically, the scammers are out 24/7, but on Black Friday, when everyone is taking to websites and, you know, physical stores to do their shopping at discounted prices, that's when the scammers are specifically, you know, waiting and wary that they can catch people in an unknown scenario to make use of their spending as an opportunity for the scamsters to get funds.
Are there more prevalent types of scam that we should be looking out for this year?
Absolutely. As we see spend change from being in physical retail stores to being more online, what we call phishing, smishing, basically the usage of SMSs, emails, or phone calls to try and get people to divulge their card information is getting more and more prevalent in the industry. And in that regard, we ask customers to not share, and repeat, not share any of their card information over the phone, via SMS, or even WhatsApp to any unknown third party, whether they're trying to pretend to be a bank or any other type of party. Then you shouldn't be sending those details. Those are the details that you use alone on websites as you're transacting, and there's no need to share those with any bank representative or anyone else, as it's most likely a scam.
And Chris, that is a warning that lands well, because in previous times, the request for information was usually quite rudimentary and one could see through it. These days, I would contend that the request is a lot more sophisticated and looks more authentic, does it not?
Absolutely. What we're seeing is customers who have had these fraud cases and these scamsters attempt to get this information. They've let us know that things like jingles in the background are playing as if it were a waiting tune for a bank call center. They give specific, you know, numbers or employee IDs to make it seem more legitimate. They're very much there to use social engineering to get customers to divulge this card information. And I think the main message here is to say, if the bank has your details, we don't need you to divulge them over the phone. In fact, most of the banks nowadays ask you to do an app authentication without having to share any information over the phone to confirm who you are.
What about purchases via website, which is going to be hugely prevalent over the next couple of weeks? Are there any steps that customers should be taking, new steps to ensure that it's safe before making that purchase?
Definitely. I think in previous years, people would go onto a website, trust it from the onset, and they were happy to try out new and different merchants as they came online with discounts and better pricing than, let's say, some of the mainstream websites. But what we've seen there is that the scamsters and fraudsters are now setting up very authentic fake websites. And when it comes to this, we say to our customers, step one, you can generally see in the address of the website you've entered whether it is spelt incorrectly. And if you followed a link to get to that website or that portal, then just verify that the address is correct. And it should have what we say is HTTPS as opposed to HTTP. That means the site itself is actually encrypted so that it isn't sharing information with other parts of the internet. So step one is to look for that. Step two, what I also tell a lot of people going forward is, if you're unsure at any stage that a website is legitimate or you haven't used it before, copy the address, put it into Google, find something like a scam advisor on Google, and just go look up a review or two to see if it is actually a scam website or a legitimate website. A lot of the time, just a single spelling error or a different domain, such as a .com instead of a .co.za, those are the things where scamsters try and catch you during the season of spend.
And critical as well that you protect your own information. You have to not store banking passwords on a device or password managers. Yet with so many passwords within a person's orbit, it's tempting to do that, but for goodness sake, don't.
Very much the case. What we see is sometimes people store their card pins or their banking passwords on notes or pieces of paper in wallets. And when once that is stolen, not only have you lost your card, but you've also given them direct access to your app. So if they've actually got your phone and they managed to bypass some of the security controls on the phone, then they've got access to your app and access to your funds. So we say to customers, one, put a security measure on your phone, such as a PIN or biometric authentication. Most smartphones today have that. Step two is don't write down any of your passwords. And when you're doing things like online transactions, we'll send you authentications to the app. And if you're not an app user, we'll send via SMS. We do urge customers to use app because SMSs can be intercepted. But we still ask for authentication when you're doing your online purchasing, just to give us that additional layer of control.
And FNB, along with other banks, are now offering the virtual card. Is that adding an extra layer of security for online purchases?
That it definitely is. So if we take a normal physical card transaction, so you can imagine yourself sitting in front of a website and you want to enter your physical card details, scamsters who set up a fake website are then able to use those card details and go and enroll your card in different subscriptions, make purchases, put it in an Apple or Samsung wallet and run around and spend your funds. With a virtual card, what we've done is we have a dynamic CVV. So when you enter the three elements of information to complete a purchase, which is your card number, your expiry, and your CVV or your security code, because the CVV changes quite often and we change that period to keep scamsters guessing, because that changes, a scamster who has your card details right now will not be able to use it in, let's say, half an hour's time. And with that additional control, we're able to mitigate a lot of the fraud we're seeing where scamsters are able to get your details. On top of that, we also have the ability to delete and create virtual cards immediately. So unlike a physical card where you have to wait for delivery or go to a branch in order to get the card, here you can delete any card you fear may have been used by a scamster or it might be on a website that you don't 100% trust. You can disable that card, you can cancel that card immediately, and you can create another one in its place to make sure that those card details are not being used by the fraudsters out there.
And Chris, just finally, not all of us will be doing this online. Many people will choose to go into stores. There will be high foot traffic during this holiday season, and critical that you also take precautions if you're going to use an ATM machine.
Absolutely. So when you're at an ATM, the same rules that have applied for many years apply now. So you shouldn't accept any help from strangers. If you do have any issues, you can, of course, call the bank and we can advise you on how to use that ATM. Or if you are using one at a branch, you should ask a bank representative to assist. But in general, don't ask any strangers to assist you at an ATM. A lot of fraudsters are lurking there waiting for the exact moment that they can swap your card. So they'll give you a fake one and steal your actual card or take the money and try and put you in a moment of duress to steal your funds. So in that regard, very much don't ask strangers for any help and remain vigilant at all times while you're doing your ATM transactions.
And I am going to thank you, Chris Boxall from FNB. I appreciate your time.
Heart Business on Heart 1027 with MoneyWeb.